You're listening to KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. More than 15,000 gallons of raw sewage spilled into San Luis Obispo creeks and streets this week. County public health officials say the two spills, one via a manhole cover on Broad Street downtown and another from a main line into Acacia Creek, were quickly stopped and cleaned up. But people should still stay away from Old Garden and Acacia Creeks throughout the weekend. The City of San Luis Obispo's Wastewater Division says the spills were the result of storm waters overwhelming the sewer system, which, as Tyler Pratt reports, is getting old.
David Hicks is with the San Luis Obispo Wastewater Division.
We have 7 people dedicated to our wastewater collection system, and we do inspections almost daily. We have a video camera that videos it. We've also done studies to help us understand where we experience inflow and infiltration the most.
Inflow and infiltration, or INI for short, is when water from wet weather gets into the drains and overflows underground pipes.
Our system is fairly old. We have pieces of pipe in our system that are over 100 years old.
He says even some of the newer pipes are made of clay and cast iron. As part of the capital improvement plan, each year the city replaces some of the sewer infrastructure with higher density plastic pipes. But that doesn't account for the pipes of homes and businesses called sewer laterals.
We have about as many miles of sewer laterals as we do public sewer main. And we don't own those. We don't manage those. And so part of this is also determining how serious the problem is with sewer laterals. And we think it's a significant contribution to INI.
Hicks says homeowners are responsible for the maintenance of their sewer pipes, and that extends all the way to the city main line. He says in April, the Wastewater Division plans to talk to the San Luis Obispo City Council about offering home and business owners financial assistance to help them replace or upgrade their pipes. Tyler Pratt, KCBX News.